Have you ever wondered what would happen if Superman's sexy grandfather had a baby with the Divergent film series? I'm pretty sure you'd get this show Krypton, so we have thoughts. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm bored already.
Why does your face look
so
like that?
So bored already. This is my face during the whole show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're of course hearing the Superman theme, because today on TV Pilot Reviews, we are covering Sci-Fi's brand new show Krypton, which is set in the universe of Superman and features some of his relatives. Before we get into it, guys, just so you guys know, this is a show where we review pilots, and again, we're reviewing the pilot of Krypton. This is not the after show for Krypton. There is, in fact, an after show for Krypton. This show is to let you know whether or not you should watch our show. I'm going to get more into our format in a minute, but before I do that, I'm surrounded by some brilliant folks, including Miss Linda Antwi.
Hi, guys.
Miss Samantha Davidson? I almost just said
yes.
Davis.
You said it so confidently.
Davidson, how many times have you said that? Yes. Ooh. Hey, guys, Samantha Davidson.
I've known Sam for 3 years, and I just forgot her last name.
Yeah. Whoa.
And D'Angelo Platt Friday.
Yes, that's my whole government. Appreciate that.
That's a government name.
I'm holding on to this cupcake, but I'm about to finish it because...
Guys, my panel got me cupcakes because I turned 21 a couple weeks ago.
I thought it was 12.
Yeah, it was 18.
You're ageless.
All right, well, just so you guys know, again, this is a show where we review pilots. There is an after show for Krypton, but we're going to have two segments to the show. More than that, but two large segments. One will be a spoiler-free review for those who haven't seen it and want to know whether or not they should watch. But we got a comment that you guys like the spoilers because we were kind of dancing around the show last week. So when we switch into spoiler territory, we'll let you know. We won't get so specific that it'll ruin the show for you, but for those who like a blank slate, that's when you want to tune out. Okay, so we're reviewing Krypton today. This is a show featuring Superman's grandfather, Segel, and the rest of the Els, who are a disgraced family on the planet of Krypton, who are trying to maintain the dignity of their family name and figure out their perilous connection to their future grandson, mm-hmm. I think is kind of what the show is. Mm-hmm. I have thoughts, but I want to start with Sam, because I know you're a Superman fan and know Superman and go.
I know, you know, some Superman stuff. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was a big fan of Smallville. Mm. So I got a lot of it from that, and I like a lot about Superman. I thought it was monotonous the first half of it. And definitely felt like it was set in the future. I thought it was interesting that it was set in the past, even though, I mean, the light years away kind of thing, I think that could go into it. But the last 10, 15 minutes, I was excited. I really liked it a lot.
Great. What about you, Dee?
I was bored. No, I mean, there's no other way to say it.
Dee's face? He's really keeping that bored face
I mean, that was... I was really bored.
Yeah. What do you think? Was it the acting? Was it the writing?
It wasn't a bad show, because we've reviewed shows like The Mayor.
The Mayor?
And other shows that I've referenced several times throughout this season. But it wasn't a bad show. It was a lot of money put into it. The acting was all right. But in regards to the storyline, I was bored.
I have one more quick thing. I think it was a CW reject.
Mm, I could see that.
It does feel like that.
Yeah.
Actually, Linda had a good pre-talk, and I think it gave me reference. It also reminds me of how I felt when I saw the first episode of Game of Thrones,
which
I fell asleep during.
Yeah. I could get through that. I'm sorry.
It's just rough. Can't. It's not a bad show.
I know. I mean, of course it's not a bad show.
Yeah. Did you say Game of Thrones is not a bad show?
Of course it's not.
I'm talking about this show, but obviously Game of Thrones.
I've never heard someone describe that show so neutrally.
Right.
Maybe like, either like, I hate Game of Thrones, like, I love it. You're like, I feel like it's
not
fine.
Bad.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So there's that.
Jumping off of what Dee said, So when I first watched the first episode of Game of Thrones, I was so confused. There was so much information, and I thought I hated it. And then I continued watching, and I had the same feeling about this show where... I felt like I didn't know the history of Superman, and there was so much information, and I felt like I wanted to know the information so that I could follow it more in detail. Mm. So that's why I'm on the fence. Like, I think that I liked it, but I also felt like there was so much information in that 1 hour that I was like, wait, what are we doing right now? And like, are we in the future? Are we not in the future? And then I know we're not spoiling, but then when that one dude showed up I was like, okay, so now we're doing this?
I know. I totally
agree.
What
are you talking about? Like, you had me, and then... Oh, my God.
What? It was a bit too left-turny for me as well, that moment. And here's what I want to say to our fans. I know a lot of our AfterBuzz fans are superhero junkies. It's important for me to qualify. I'm not necessarily. This is the general pilot review show, so we cover everything. That being said, there is a large audience of people who don't have the depth of knowledge that a lot of you fans have. And quickly, for you big fans, we're having an after show with real specialists on this stuff. But we sort of represent the voice of a lot of people who don't necessarily know this lore. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you, Linda. It was very, very mired in a lot of Superman lore. But what's interesting to me is I hardly even felt like it was about that. Like, I felt like it was about this society with different classes where there are these soldiers and then this law enforcement guild. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden there was this left turn where someone shows up and it's time traveling. And that, then three people die.
It felt random.
And the thing I didn't understand
was...
not
random.
The reason that... the thing I was confused about was the impetus for all these events. And this is the very beginning, so it's barely a spoiler. But... there's a character who gets exiled from the kingdom and suffers an untimely fate. And the logic behind why that happened to him just did not add up for me at all.
Right.
I don't know. I kind of enjoyed it. Like, I found it to be this kind of campy romp. And, like, whenever you get those lines where you say, "Did I not say that this thing would happen? Did I not?" I just can't help but kind of both roll my eyes but also love it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, it was sort of this... I don't know how I feel. Like, this might be the most confused and mixed I felt in a pilot we watched so far.
Then you guys should go watch Smallville if you want it, like, spoon-fed to you.
Yeah,
it was good. So, you know, I mean, I don't know if you watched the whole thing, but the time travel... Like, that... When I... The time traveler guy... Sorry. Crap. I'm already ruining it. Never mind.
Well, I know. It's hard. We're doing our best.
Yeah. So is Jeff with the frosting.
I know. You're killing it right now. Let's do a frosting check on the lips for everybody. Make sure everybody's clear.
Well, we'll get into more spoilers in a minute. And honestly, we're kind of at the point where we've given you our overall thoughts.
Yeah.
If you want to know if you should watch the show, I think if you're a fan of, like, the 100 on CW, sort of like teen fare.
Attractive men, specifically.
It's a very good looking cast.
A lot of good men.
Yeah.
I don't think teen fare is the way to sell it, though.
What would you say? Because we haven't even asked you, Brie. What are your overall thoughts?
The chat is popping too.
I really liked the show.
Good.
I thought it was... I feel like I'm so, like, kind of negative on a lot of these shows, and, like, maybe this is just more my genre, but I really enjoyed myself, and I think I'm more based on slow-paced shows, so that really called to me, too, that it was a little more slow-paced in setting and in the delivery of all these kind of, like, things that growing up with Superman that I knew, but, like, I was wanting to know more about his hometown stuff, so that really called to me. I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
I think that is the target audience for this. Those people who already know a lot about Superman and want a little bit of a backstory.
But, like, I love all the superhero stuff, and I don't necessarily have the background comic-wise.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I do Arrow, and I love all of that, and Flash. I love all this stuff, and even with Black Lightning, I love it, and I follow it. But I didn't feel like I had to know the comics and follow the comics. With this, I feel like I had to know more about the Superman background because there was so much stuff thrown at me.
Like, I would like to heighten the fact that I do not know comic books whatsoever.
Hmm.
I only know the cartoon Superman.
Got you.
Fair enough.
I think one of the things about Superman, everyone has a problem with him because he's not that exciting right now in person, but his history, his past, and what made him Superman is actually far more fascinating than the actual Superman that's flying around saving people.
So I read somewhere online, because I know we talked about the time travel dude, because that's where it threw me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it threw me a lot. I was like, why is this dude with a Detroit hat just appear out of nowhere? And then he, like, vanishes, like, I don't know, I thought it was super.
That's the second I was like, I'm in.
But apparently, this guy in the comics is actually, he actually turns out to be another superhero.
The Detroit Bandit. I'm just kidding, I made that up.
I don't know his name, but I read it.
Here's what
online.
I think, for me, we're sort of all dancing around, is that, like, I feel like they're superhero show hybrids. So, like, Black Lightning is a superhero show, but it's also a family drama about inner city life.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, Smallville is a superhero show, but it's also about, like, small town life and coming of age in high school.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, like, this is just all out a superhero show. Like, I think there's not, if you're not a fan of, like, the powers and the society and the other worlds. Like,
yeah.
There's not much here for you.
That's well, the pool. That's well, the point.
But can I say this, though? Like, it just seems so big budget. So if you like big budget, like Game of Thrones, big budget where there's just so much, yeah. then you'll like this because it felt like, whoa.
I couldn't find a component, that really, like, made me, oh, yeah, I'm invested in that. Like, right. I didn't really care much about his relationships. I didn't... Wasn't hurt too much that his parents died. Actually could have called
spoilers.
It. Yeah. Oh, oops.
We're in it.
Spoiler alert.
I really think we're screwed at this point.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I mean, look, they had to die at some point, guys. I mean, they,
yeah,
you know.
Sorry.
It gets to Superman.
Sorry, the chat is open, and the guy, the time traveler, I guess his name is Adam Strange.
Okay.
Sorry, we're watching, but we're just, I guess, a little too excited.
Is that Doctor Strange, or is that a completely different name? DC Marvel.
And
sorry,
everyone listening died. Just
forgive me, forgive me. I'm sorry, I'm just connecting it.
Everyone's saying that it's reminding them of Marvel's Inhuman.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing is that, you know, you say it's like with Smallville, it was the kind of teen drama thing. But it's on sci-fi for a reason because there's right. this whole science fiction element to it that's more so than any of the other Supermans we've seen. So I think that is the extra element that it's just kind of very like niche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and someone in the chat, East Blue Drew, East Blue Drew, good to see. I know you tuned into our Atlanta after show.
Hey.
He brought up the good point of that it's more like Battlestar Galactica or Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that could be the hook for maybe people who don't love superhero shows but do love dystopian futures.
Yeah.
That is good.
That yeah. could be yeah. something you like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't love dystopian futures, actually. And I think it's just because I feel proud of myself for knowing about Superman. And I'm like, oh my God, I get that.
I also feel like there's this very like Star Wars feel. Like the fact that it's in the past, but they're more technological. Like, and I'm a huge Star Wars person and Star Trek, so maybe that's why it's for me.
So I mentioned this earlier, and I'm so glad that I was right because I was totally talking out of my ass, not going to lie. The Queen of Regal said, I guess Krypton is light years ahead of Earth tech, technically. So basically, you know, this is in the past. This is his grandfather. But when planets are light years away, people say sometimes if you're in a planet very far away and they did some kind of crazy telescope to Earth, they would see dinosaurs.
Whoa. Oh, because it's space-time.
Yeah, space and time continuum. And so that is what is happening in this show. It's in the future for us, but for them, it is ahead of... So it's really deep. And I am so glad I was right on that.
Whoa.
Yeah, think about that.
Is that interesting, guys?
I think it's so interesting.
That, like, got Jeff Graham, I gotta say.
Do you understand? You got what I mean.
So now you're in on the show.
That's why it seems so in the future, because it is space. With the space and time continuum, and they're in a different planet.
I like you calling it the space and time continuum.
Whatever.
I think it's the space and time continuum.
It's like Sex and the City, okay?
Right.
To bring it a little bit back, too, I just wanted to say that I think sci-fi is a great home for this.
Yeah.
And I almost... I'm so happy it's not on CW. Sorry for CW fans. But, like,
no, it is.
I feel like sci-fi has a such better budget for the, like, special effects budget and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Magicians. Like, their special effects are so much better, I feel like, than ABC or CW.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good. It sounds like we're all kind of mixed on this show, which I think always makes for interesting. So, well, I meant, like, our opinions are mixed.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. But I think what... That means if we're going to have a good discussion right now. One thing I think most of us will agree on, I'm guessing, is that Cameron Cuff's performance as Segel is pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I liked it. I mean, honestly, I was like, wait, was he that guy I saw on the CW once? Was he the guy I saw on Freeform once? No. Is he? Is that? No. He's beautiful.
He looks like Greg Sulkin.
He played the heartthrob role well.
Is that
yes.
right?
Yes. He looks angry. Like Greg Sulkin mixed with... It was a guy that played Arya Montgomery's little brother in Pretty Little Liars, who looked like Greg Sulkin as well. But very similar vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought he's turning in a nice performance.
Yeah.
I will say one thing that's tough is when I think of all these characters, I'm not blown away by any of the performances, but I kind of think that owes to the writing. I will say, like, if you were to ask me what is each character like, I'd be like, well, they have a British accent, and they're angry and nervous, and they like to punch people. Like, I have trouble sort of, like, describing the characters on an individual level.
Yeah. Brooding.
Brooding, yeah. So I think sometimes that's tough if you think about it. Like, this definitely isn't right now like a character driven show. It's like very driven by plot.
Yes.
And all of the money and the budget for the for the fill of the show.
I will say I think that is its downfall because they have these adorable, very nice looking actors and they're trying to build their like characters and personal storylines, but the other stuff is taking the sci-fi of it, because it's on the Sci-Fi Network, is taking a little bit too much more room, and I agree we needed to be more invested in the characters this episode. Right.
Yeah, but I also think that if we invested more in the characters, for me, it would have been way too much, because it was already way too much information. Mm-hmm. So breaking down each character in the pilot would have been just, like, over the top for me. Mm-hmm. I will say this, though, since we've already spoiled so much, my favorite was the hand-to-hand combat scene and having, like, a powerful woman be in charge of that. I thought that was awesome. I was like, go! I could do this.
See, you're a superhero, too.
I am. And I love superhero stuff, don't get me wrong. I just felt like this was something that was a little... I liked it, but I thought it was just a lot for the pilot.
Here's what I think this show, like, could be for me. Like, you know those shows that you hate watch?
Yep.
Sometimes you like that because you want to, like, hate watch television. I think this show could be an example of a show that I can simultaneously, like, have a guilty pleasure show and kind of like, but also kind of hate watch. Hmm. In a sense.
That's going to be me because I have a need to, like, understand everything. And because I didn't understand it, I'm definitely going to continue watching it because I need to know, like, what's going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly thought I finished it and I was like, I liked it, but I feel like my team is going to make me love it. And you guys are all, you know.
We're all mixed.
And so now I'm really defending it. And
well, Brie liked it.
Yeah.
I also think, I mean, I understand what you guys are saying about character development, but I feel like a lot of times with superhero movies, sometimes you have to put the plot first, and then the character development comes along with the plot later on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I just think, like, one of the bummers was that 3 of the 5 characters we met are gone forever.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we could have had stakes with just the grandpa dying.
Yeah.
Or maybe with just one person dying, but, like, I hate to say it, I didn't really care about his parents. And he didn't seem to be that bummed either.
Oh. Come on.
Well, like, mom.
I felt bad about the mom.
All I know is, like, when that guy came back, he's like...
He seemed super upset.
He seemed pretty down.
Well, there was
all 3 of them.
He was pretty upset. He was in a room by himself, angry.
I mean, when the grandfather died, he was a child. He definitely was upset. Like, all you could see was the close-up of the tears down his face. And, like, covering...
Well, so, okay, so Zayas B. Lou in the chat says he, you know, I mean, we didn't know them, so why would we care for their first episode death, which is why I think that the character should have been more developed for us to care
right
when they died, especially if they're going to do a death so early, or else delay
the death.
But
the story isn't about them, it's about him, so they needed to give a reason for him to go forward in his own story, and that was through these 3 deaths.
But in Spider-Man, I mean, he totally was devastated by his uncle's death, and we cared for the uncle, you know? Yeah.
And I feel like, you know how they said, oh, well, he needs to know, like, he's not ready to know the truth between the mom and the dad? And then when the mom explained it, I felt like she didn't explain it enough. Like, you need to say more before you get captured by these people. Like, what?
Well, yeah.
Because that wasn't clear to me at all.
It wasn't clear to him either. I guess that was on purpose because the guy from Earth seemed to give the full picture of it at the end.
Well, then, and that's the other thing. I felt like he didn't give the full picture because... The first time he appeared, he was running out of time, and then he evaporated, in my opinion. Like, he just, poof, he was gone. And then the second time he appeared, he just walked away. Like, after he gave the Superman cape, did you notice that he just walked away?
Yeah. But what about the last scene?
The last scene where
in the fortress. Yeah. Remember where they were one-on-one, and he gave him the cape?
And then he walked away. He didn't disappear. He just walked away. And I was like, wait, what? Are you so...
I feel like that was a full explanation when
so
he, like...
You have more time now, but you didn't have time then. And now you're just, like, walking. And where are you going? Because you're in the... Like, I don't know. I have questions.
Okay.
I have a couple things I want to follow up on. Like, so we were talking about how he didn't seem that sad about his parents' death. I think one of the problems I have was, like, when the guy came back, he's like... I'm mad, and now my parents are dead. And, like, that was what he said. And I was like, I can't imagine a person ever, if their parents died 5 minutes ago, being like, and now my parents are dead. I don't know, there was the way he said that. And
it's the writing.
I think, I know what you mean, Brie, of he has to have a reason to avenge his family. But if you're gonna you could have made the choice narratively to have them die in the first scene. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to develop them so little, 40 minutes of development versus 5 minutes development is negligible.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. every character you should introduce in a pilot is a series regular, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So either make them a guest star that you kill off and at the very beginning, because that's enough, or wait till the end of the season. I just think it's a weird choice.
I just don't
choice.
Feel like they were actually in the show a whole lot, though.
Well, okay.
I feel like they only had, like, 2 scenes in the show. They were there to introduce him to his grandfather, who he never really got to know.
And, I don't agree that you have to be... If you're in the first episode, then you have to be a regular character. There's so many shows that kill off someone in the first episode, and that's why we watch.
I think because they killed 3.
Yeah,
you're like, that's too many.
So yeah. There was a really good show. You can find it on Netflix. It was called The Secret Circle, and it was a similar, a girl who's becoming a witch, and she finds out her parents, you know, whole history. But in the first 5 minutes, you see her mother die, and mm-hmm. she has to take over, and then she reads letters from her mother, and then you feel bad. But being introduced to someone and then having us not care enough to take them away, I think it was just a lot of timing.
Yeah. I just, like, for me, it was like the grandpa died, and I was like, oh, dang. Mm-hmm. And then the dad died, and I was like, whoa. And then the mom died, and I was like, really?
Well, it's like better not get attached to these
characters.
I'm going
to take it back to Game of Thrones. If you remember this first season, there was a lot of death, but it wasn't until towards the end of the first season where you were already invested in the characters. And I think that you've watched 1 hour or 40 minutes, 30 minutes of a show, you're not really invested in the character. So if they die, you're just like, really? So who else is going to die? I'm like, why am I going to continue watching if you guys are just like knocking people off left, right, and center?
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it advances the storyline, I get it. But for this, I feel like the parents were there to set him up for this fortress future thing. And in my opinion, they didn't set me up enough to understand, like, why it mattered.
So a question I have, why did his grandpa get exiled and why is his family shamed?
His grandfather got exiled because he was really adamant about the threat of something outside of their system. And so the other regime didn't. It seems like they want to hide that truth, even though they know it.
So they might be on the side of the evil force. That has to
possibly
be it, right?
The guy with the mask, with 6 faces.
That's what I mean, though. Like, well, what is the show?
Okay. See, the thing is that I think they rely far too much on the story of Superman and the stuff I was introduced to in Smallville, because I knew, you know, what's interesting is that the time traveler dude, we saw that story on Smallville, but from the time traveler's POV. So they're going to the other planet to tell the grandfather, you know, that Superman exists and all this stuff. So it's coming from the other point of view, and it's just it's hard for people to not know it. I get why you guys are so confused.
I think there's
about
just
all this.
It just really feels like there's something I missed because I don't know Superman's storyline super well, which is fine. Like, I don't, there's not a problem with like having a show for people who already know a lot about Superman or like is invested in Superman enough to care about a show about him not being in it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but for me, as a person who's just not into Superman to begin with, it's just there was no resounding reason for me to want to come back.
So, and I think that if you want to bring in new viewers or people who are, might be like, oh, I know who Superman is, but I don't really know the storyline, then you should be able to allow them to follow where you're going. I don't think you should have to have the history in order to enjoy a show, and then I think that that's where they fell flat.
I agree.
Well, East Blue Drew in the chat says, the same way Jor-El, I think he's speaking of Smallville, talks to Clark in the future Fortress of Solitude so his parents could be on the show still. So they had these holograms of sorts in Smallville that would come through of people that were dead, and I kind of think that could potentially be what continues to happen here.
I guess I'm just ultimately still trying to figure out like what the show is, because like to me, like at the beginning when he was exiled from the planet, I was like, okay, this is kind of like almost like a Divergent or Hunger Games type of story where an oppressive government restricts the rights of rebels. But then all of a sudden it was like, okay, no, wait a minute. There's this time traveler. So it's more like, and I was like, no, but wait a minute. Now his parents are dead. So it's like Star Wars. No, they're fighting. It's more like, I feel like to me, this was just kind of a mess of A, B, C, and D stories that all felt like they were pulling from different inspirations. Mm. So I was like, is this Superman fan service? Is this standalone world building? Like, I can't really tell what the show is. Mm. And half the characters are dead, so I like...
Well, again, in the chat, sorry, it's on Supergirl as well, the holograms of dead family members. So I don't think they're actually going to be dead. I mean, they're going to be dead and coming in and out, but the actors are probably still going to be on the show.
I think... You guys do, like, I think if you rewatch the final scene, because I really feel like that was the explanation of why he needs to do what he does for the rest of the show. Like, I feel like he explained it when we saw the villain's face, and they explained that this guy eats worlds and blah blah blah, spoiler alert. I just think that was the explanation for the why. So I got the why. It was just like okay, I don't care, like, you know what I mean, like, which is just a critique. That's just my critique,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I also didn't dislike it. Like, I feel like I'm offering a lot of criticisms, but, like, I kind of had fun. Mm-hmm. And, like, I thought it was well shot. And, like, again, I could see myself kind of enjoying this as, like, a ridiculous kind of...
Hate watch.
Sort of a hate watch. But, like, I don't want to say hate. Just kind of, like, maybe, like, you're hungover on a Sunday. And, you know what I mean? Like, and there's TV for that.
It's a complete fan service show. And I think sci-fi does that a lot. They're like, listen, if you like this book or this old show or this comic book, you're going to like this show. And we're not going to retell you everything that happened. Because if you're here, you know what happened.
I just want to say, East Blue Drew, I agree with you. That Brainiac collector of worlds, he does look epic. And
that's cool.
That's going to be it.
Well, did you guys ever watch Buffy back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
The guy that played Spike on Buffy played Brainiac on Smallville, and he was like a big part of the last part of the show.
So can I ask one question though? So the leader guy with the many faces, is that like a super Brainiac man thing? No, not Brainiac.
No, the one with the mask.
The mask. Oh, that one.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think he's very important for sure.
Because that, and then I read somewhere where. Did you see where there were, like, nuns that had just scripture on them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. White and gold? Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's, like, a big thing, too.
There's just so much going on.
See, I told you.
So much symbolism.
And I need to know.
Well, that's why I'm laughing, is because we're like, okay, the nuns? No, the many faces. Brainiac? No, the one with the six gold faces. Like, there's just so
that's
much.
That's why I think it's for, like you said, big fans.
Yeah.
We probably were rewatching and did a bunch of stuff from it.
They need to explain it step by step. They can't just throw all this stuff out. Anyways, are we going to do pass or play?
Oh, yeah, we should. And it kind of makes me wonder, I want to hear in the comments, do you guys think a fan service show is okay? Or do you think it's the responsibility of any show to attract new viewers?
Mm, good question.
I'm going to tell you it's the responsibility of any show to attract new viewers. Because you've already built your fan base. They're going to be there. You want to build more fans so that, you know, everyone can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be like, oh, well, you know, you've read all the comic books and you know all about Superman, so this show's for you.
Yeah.
Right.
I do agree with you, but I actually think that's why the Sci-Fi Network exists, and there's several other networks specifically that are for fan service, you know? And it's not on the CW. If it was, it would be, you know, like Black Lightning. Like, that's their job to make us care. But this show, if you're going to go all the way to sci-fi, all the way up there, you know, on different planets to watch the show, you probably know what you're doing.
I think the sci-fi part is interesting because we reviewed the show, Happy? And I was kind of like, I was glad that sci-fi was doing something different. And this seems like old school sci-fi stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually don't know if a show has to appeal to, like, if they made a Harry Potter show, because I'm obsessed with Harry Potter.
Right.
I don't know if I would like if it was, like, really watered down for, I would be cool if it was, like, really inside baseball. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would like to hear what you guys think in the comments. Is it the responsibility of writers and producers to create shows that appeal to everyone or can really appeal to a specific knowledge base? Okay. Should we do our pass or play?
Yes.
Okay. I probably am a pass on this show. Just mostly because it's not... I know. Mostly because it's not for me. But I think fans of this kind of show will probably like it. So play
pass,
for the audience.
Pass, play.
Yeah.
Oh, double pass.
Play.
No explanation.
I'm a play, half play, because I feel bad that you guys are so distressed by not understanding what's happening.
We be inventing so many new things, this pass play thing.
Right.
Half pass.
It's like we're doing fractions again.
That's funny because I was about to say I am a play, and then I'm like not like a angry play, but I'm like a
angry
you're
play.
A half play.
I'm like a semi-rewind, stop
I'm a,
play.
I need to understand play, so I'm going to continue to play.
Go watch Smallville. It's amazing.
Well, we're actually cutting it close on time. We had a lot to talk about because this show, one thing you cannot disagree with is that there was a lot in this pilot.
Yes.
There's a lot to talk about. Do you guys have any last thoughts before we kind of make our way out?
No. What do we think?
I just want to say, if you guys like teen drama, superhero stuff, any of that, and you're confused and need a new show, and you like this, though, go watch Smallville. It is on Hulu now. They switched from Netflix to Hulu, I think. But, yeah, just go do it, because it's very... I felt a little bit smart at the end when I'm like, oh, I know that guy. I remember when he traveled from Earth to there and time traveled. That was cool.
And I want to say that I'm going to Google research, because I, you know, have to understand it. But if you guys want to reach out to me or in the comments explain anything else that I need to know, please feel free.
Absolutely. And Linda, if they want to do that, where can they do that?
At Linda is so girly.
All How about
across
you?
Social media.
Sam's just on her phone.
Sorry, I'm looking at the chat, you guys. It's not on my phone. You can find me at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at D'AngeloTV or on Instagram at D'Angelo.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. Again, this is TV Pilot Reviews. We are television fans who review pilots. We're not necessarily superhero canon people. So let us know in the comments what you thought. Maybe if you're a casual fan, let us know what you thought. Or if you're like a superhero junkie, let us know what you thought, because I know you're out there. Guys, we're here every week. We're here every Wednesday reviewing new pilots. We review everything, obviously, because we covered this show. We also cover animated shows, comedies,
so
reality shows. No, I mean that in a good way. Just like, this isn't your standard.
We cover a wide range
of
shows.
It's not in a different language. No.
I know, I know.
Shout out to the chat, too, by the way.
Yeah, thank you guys.
It was fun to have
y'all
in the chat.
Yeah.
But that being said, if this isn't the kind of show for you, chances are 1 week we'll be covering a show that's more up your alley. So every Wednesday we're here at either 9. It does sound kind of shady.
It's like, okay. It's not a telenovela.
I know.
That can close out.
I think we just need
we're
to leave,
here
guys.
Between like 9 and 10, so...
Yes, absolutely. All right, guys, we'll be here next week. See you then. Thanks for tuning
Bye.
In.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.